Yesterday, a family reunion that many never thought would happen. 21 Nigerian schoolgirls who had been held by the extremists of Boko Haram. The girls rushed into the arms of their waiting families. They'd been in captivity for more than 2 years after being abducted from their boarding school in the northeastern town of Chibok in 2014. 21 girls back with their families, but some 200 of the kidnapped girls are still missing, and it's believed that some of them are still alive. Their plight received international attention with the social media campaign, Bring Back Our Girls. Nigerian author and journalist Adobe Trishan Obani has been following their saga. She says, no surprise, the reunion between the girls and their families yesterday was joyous.
As you can imagine, the parents were ecstatic. They were in tears. A mother carried her daughter on her back and held her wrapped around her back for most of the ceremony. There was a girl with her baby, a girl called Deborah Jafaru. I had met her parents in Chibok sometime last year, and they had said their daughter had got married 2 weeks before she was abducted. And so the baby she was carrying, her father said, was actually a pregnancy from that marriage. And the baby was born in the forest. So there was the reunion with the grandchild, the girl's father hugging his grandchild.
It sounds pretty dramatic, but I said there were also 200 other girls who had been kidnapped and they're still missing. And yet some of their families were invited to these reunion ceremonies and were bussed in. That must have been pretty difficult for them.
Exactly. Parents said to me that it was when they got to the ceremony and watched the other parents rejoicing with their daughters that it dawned on them that they weren't going to be reunited with their daughters. So one of the mothers, for example, Yana Galang, the women leader, she stood in a corner and was crying.
Oh.
But the good news is that these parents were able to confirm from their conversations with the girls, at least what they told me. They said the girls told them that their daughters were alive in the batch of 83, still left with a faction of Boko Haram that released these girls, the ISIS-led faction that released these girls. They've released 21. Government of, spokesperson told me yesterday that 20 of the girls were for the government. They were supposed to be tailbearers to let the government know that they were serious about the negotiations, and then they could come back for the 83 girls whose names they provided to the government to say, we have them and we're serious about negotiations. The 21st girl, they had said, was a donation to a certain man called Zana Mustafa, who initiated the negotiation. This man is apparently a trusted figure amongst the Boko Haram because they do have people they trust. They've had journalists that they speak with regularly. They have women that they talk to. You know, there's certain figures that are known in Nigeria as being, in quote, friends of Boko Haram.
So why were the girls let go now? And why only 21 of them? What's in it for Boko Haram with this deal?
We don't know exactly what's going on. They've said these 20 girls are tailbearers. Then it means that there is something they want, and they've given us 21 to taste what it's like to have some of the girls back and, of course, whet the appetite of the parents. And they were very careful because I noticed that none of the girls who were released are girls whose parents have been in the media. So they have been very careful to make sure that the very outspoken parents don't have their daughters released yet.
I mean, there's a suggestion that they were paid a ransom for these girls and that maybe even some Boko Haram fighters in captivity may be released. Have you heard that?
I've heard the rumor about the money paid. The government has definitely denied having exchanged anyone, but they haven't denied having paid any money.
What about the mental health of these girls now and kind of getting reintegrated into the society that they left when they were kidnapped 2 years ago? How hard is that going to be?
I think it's going to be something that the government is going to struggle with a little bit, especially considering the fact that Amina Ali, the one Chibok girl who was found in May, is still not reunited with her parents. She still hasn't reintegrated into society. She's still under lock and key. The government has her in a safe house. Almost 5 months after she was found, she still hasn't gone back to a normal life. So I think it's going to be a little bit of a struggle. But then I'm sure that now that we have more girls, not just one girl, the government is probably going to reach out for more help. And it's something some of us are very concerned about and we'll keep watching out for over the next few weeks and months.
Thank you very much, as always.
Thank you, Marco.
Nigerian author and journalist Adobe Trisha Nobani. You're listening to The World.